Us right now is a woman whose voice you know very well from Letters to Cleo, but now she's the voice of Josie and the Pussycats. The soundtrack's number one right now, and joining us is Kay Hanley. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, now you're Josie.
Well, yeah, my voice is Josie.
Yeah. But you don't get to be Josie, though.
No.
Just the voice of Josie.
The voice of Josie. That's fine with me. That's
yeah. Plenty.
It's
amazing the CD soundtrack is taken off.
It is. I know. It's amazing. After all these years of just kind of plugging away, it's amazing that this project is, you know, ultimately what I'm going to be most known for.
It is amazing. You know, previously, at least with me, you were most known for doing some music on Melrose Place.
Right.
Because I was a huge Melrose Place fan.
Well, hopefully you were a bigger Letters to Cleo fan.
Well, I'm a big Letters to Cleo fan and Kay Hanley fan as well.
Oh,
but,
you're lovely. Thank
but, you know, I had to say that. You know, I'm forced to by contract. But Letters to Cleo, are you still together or not?
We actually broke up last year.
Yeah, no, I heard that, but I heard that you guys might get back together and do some studio stuff. Not true?
No, at least not now. Maybe, you know, 20 years down the road or so when they're putting together, you know, the Monsters of Alternative Rock Tour with us and Everclear and the Toadies and whoever else is around.
Well, okay, I guess the most important person of the band besides yourself, this guitarist guy named Michael Eisenstein, I guess you kind of kept him around, though.
I'm acquainted with him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you're kind of married to him outside
What's
the
that?
Career. So it's.
I think I'm losing you here.
You're losing me.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm not losing you.
I was losing you.
No, you can't, though.
No,
you're not
I didn't.
Allowed to do that on the radio. It's just not good.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, it's a phone system. Blame them.
Yeah, so Michael, yeah. So what about him?
No, well, nothing. I just brought his name up because you kept him around, you know. You got him and you got your manager, Michael, too, so you got
I know. Well,
all these
Michael
Michaels.
Eisenstein I had to keep around because I'm married to him.
Yeah, I know. It's just
And he's the father of my child.
Yeah, that does it, too, you know. But how old is the baby now?
She's going to be 2 in June.
Wow, time flies, huh?
She's so cool.
Yeah.
But we won't bore your listeners with baby talk.
No, kids, no, a lot of my listeners have children, including myself. I have 2 of them myself. So I would assume that a lot of people that listen to the show have kids.
You think?
And, oh, yeah. There's no question about it.
Oh, okay.
And boy, they change your life, don't they?
They sure do.
Amazing.
But, you know, it's funny. It's been wonderful for us professionally to become parents. It's like we've never been busier. It's pretty excellent. She's been a great good luck charm for us and has just added such a wonderful quality to our lives. We love it.
Well, you know, when she gets a little older, she'll be able to watch Josie and the Pussycats and hear your voice in the back.
Well, she already knows. I mean, if somebody, you know, when we go to the Y in the morning and, you know, the babysitters at the Y like to say, Zoe, Josie, and the Pussycats, and she'll go, Mama, Mama, and she knows the sound of my voice, and
that's
she knows, you know, when if she hears my voice, she knows that it's me.
You think Zoe's going to be in music when she gets older?
You know, I wouldn't dissuade her from it. I wouldn't be surprised. She's
well, with the kind of genes she has with both sides, I would think that chances are pretty good she's going to be in showbiz somewhere.
Somewhere. She's quite a ham, and she's just real musical. So, I don't know. We'll see.
You know, someone wrote an email here, someone named Kat, asking about 10 Things I Hate About You. They said that you're pretty good in that, and they want to know if you're going to pursue acting more.
No. I mean, actually, that's not true. I have a friend who's a filmmaker. Her name is Kaylin Thornall, and I act in her movies. But I'm quite horrible at it. So.
You are. So you could be a star, then.
I don't know.
Of the big stars aren't very good actors.
Oh, you think?
But they look good.
Yeah.
Yourself, so. And you sound good, so that, you know, that's 2 out of 3. That's not bad.
Yeah, I think I'll stick to the music thing.
Okay, well, that's all right. Well, you've done well with that, too, so.
Yeah.
You
know.
Now, are you working on a CD of your own?
Yeah, actually, I've been working with Mike Dineen, who did the first 2 Letters to Cleo records, on my first ever solo album.
Cool.
And it's so much fun. It's really exciting. I've never done anything like this before where, you know, I can be dictator, and although I try to not be so dictatorial, I think I've delegated responsibilities well enough that I don't have to kind of hover over the whole project.
Now, have you found a label, or are you doing it independently?
I'm gonna do it myself. I have a lot of support, you know, and there are a million different avenues, you know, especially with the web.
Exactly.
That artists can utilize. So for someone like me, it really doesn't make any sense to sign over all of my creative and financial autonomy to a big record label who really can't do a whole lot for me in this climate. Unless something were to drastically change in the world of radio, which
I don't think
foresee
so.
In the next couple of months, anyway, which is when I'm going to be trying to get this record out.
Well, certainly, Ani DeFranco has proved that you can do it yourself and without radio and be very successful.
Yeah, and Amy Mann and you know, bands like, well, I guess Guster is on a major label now, but, you know, a band like that
really
just took off utilizing a really solid, loyal fan base and the World Wide Web, you know? And so that's what I'm hoping to do.
Well, let me ask you a little bit about your background for all the folks who aren't familiar with your upbringing and where you got into music. So where are you from, and where did you get your musical education, and were either of your parents involved in music?
Okay, well, I'm from Dorchester, Massachusetts.
From Dorchester.
Dot rat, that's me.
Hey, I'm from Brighton, so I understand.
Oh, all right, so you know.
Yeah.
Let's see, what was the second question?
How did you, when did you become interested in music, and how did you learn to sing and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I kind of, you know, growing up, my parents were not real interested in having us be influenced by a whole lot of pop culture, i.e. television. So, you know, we read a lot of books and we listened to a lot of records, and that was our entertainment, really. And so that's kind of how I got interested in writing and music. And I don't know. And my mom played guitar, and there was a piano in the house. I mean, we just grew up with lots of creative outlets and a lot of music.
Well, that's important. That's an important thing.
Yeah.
That's an important thing. I think when parents present music to their kids when they're young, they usually grow into it.
I agree with you. And so for myself and my sisters, it was kind of a priceless education, you know, for a number of reasons. But for me, it put me on a path to be, you know, creative in some way.
Are your sisters in the music biz?
They're not, but they're all really smart and accomplished and artistic in their own different ways. but none of them is a musician per se. My sister Patricia is an excellent piano player, but she ended up going into the medical profession and is a mom.
Does she ever join you on tours and play piano?
No. No, she's also very shy. Unlike me, she's really shy, so she would never be the sort of person who would want to get on stage. Now, me, on the other hand, have, you know, been hogging the spotlight for my entire life, so for that reason, it was no surprise that I ended up being in this kind of profession either.
When was the first time you got on stage, you remember?
Well, when I was 1.5, I crawled up to the stage at a Boston Pops concert, and Arthur Fiedler picked me up.
Wow.
So I don't remember that.
That's kind of cool, though.
I've just been told that. And then, I don't know, I used to sing with my mom at Mass, you know, being the good Irish Catholic girl that I was. You know, we sang at Mass and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And at family weddings and things.
When you were young growing up in school?
Yeah.
No, did you ever think that you'd make a career out of singing? Or
no.
What did you think you'd be getting into?
I think I probably thought, I don't know. I mean, I wanted to be all different sorts of things at, you know, at different stages of my life. I mean, I really wanted to be an archaeologist when I was very young. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a policeman. I wanted, you know, all the stuff that kids want to be. And I suppose once I got a little bit older, I mean, by the time I got to a place where I would have known what to, or even thought about what I was going to do, I was already in a band, and my fate was kind of sealed, I think.
Yeah, how old was that?
When I was, like, 18.
Yeah. That was when you had your first paid gig at 18?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. That was in the band that preceded Letters to Cleo.
Did you play any of the local, the Bun Ratties and the Rat and all those different things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We lived it. Our first gig ever was at the Channel. I'm sure you remember the Channel.
Sure.
Yeah.
I miss the Channel.
Me too. It would be a great place to have around now, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really, you talked about the radio industry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the record industry, there are all these consolidations of record industry and the radio industry and even the venue industry where SFX owns most of them now.
Right.
It's really narrowed a lot of the choices for artists out there.
Right. Well, it's narrowed the choices for artists at a certain level. But when it comes to, you know, moderately successful, real touring bands that are out, you know, kind of pounding the pavement, Boston especially is just absolutely bursting with great places to play, anywhere from 50 people to, you know, 2,000.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, and every stop in between. Boston's really awesome in that regard.
That's true. I mean, you got the Middle East to Passim all the way to the Fleet Center, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned before you were going to be, that archaeology interested you, and in a way, actually, you are in archaeology.
How so?
Because you're a god of rock.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Oh, unbelievable.
That's exactly the sort of goofy joke that I really enjoy.
Well, I'm glad, because I'm a goofy guy. And so you should check out pmpnetwork.com, and you can laugh along with all these interviews.
Well, perhaps I will.
Maybe you will. Now, do you have a website of your own?
I do. TroyHanley.com.
Now, see, I went there, and it didn't register, so.
Oh, no?
It's... No.
Maybe put the www in front of it.
Maybe I did it wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's up and running, and it's new, so you can't buy records or anything like that yet. But eventually that will be the case. So for now, there's just a discussion board and.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, what we'll do is we'll put a link on the interview to your site.
That would be awesome.
And if you want to mention that the interview's on our site, that'd be good, too, because then people can hear your interview.
That would be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, of course, you'll also be on the Entertainment Minute, which airs on WMJX Magic 106.7 in Boston.
Oh, great.
That'll be on in about a week or so.
Great.
But the interview will be up tonight.
Well, I will definitely go and check it out.
And I want to thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
and,
me.
And great luck with Josie and the Pussycats, and even more luck with your new CD when it comes out. We'll talk to you again when it comes out.
That would be great.
All right?
I look forward to it.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.